We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, there it is. That's something that drives my friend who's a drummer, Bill Mason, crazy. The edit with the intro to the program. Anyway, welcome, friends. It is Bauerle on News Radio 930 WBEN. Can you believe it's already Thursday? Can you believe it? Because this week has been absolutely burning by. And just think of it. It's been almost a week since that Saturday rainstorm we had. And here we are, it's Thursday, and looking ahead to another weekend here in Western New York. Now, Pasquale Maggiore is in the next room. He's the one who makes the magic. If I sound good at all, it's only because of the hard work of Pasquale Maggiore. Conversely, all right, contrary-wise, if I ever really suck, I'm going to blame it on Pasquale Maggiore, okay? That's the way it works, okay? He gets the kudos when things are great, right? But he's also going to get the blame, undeservedly, if things go wrong. And as I say, I pride myself on being able to offer you mediocrity, stunning mediocrity on a daily basis, with occasional glimpses beyond that, and the occasional shortcomings. So these things happen, but I just don't want you to get your expectations up too much. Anyway, folks, if you weren't listening yesterday, you missed a really good show. I don't mind, you know, not because of me, but because of you guys. Because I don't do shows by myself. I do shows with you. You don't know this. The little secret here is you're my co-host, okay? Especially when you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, then, of course, you're not my co-host. But that's, you know, a different story. So, anyway, what we did yesterday, I'm going to walk you through the thought process. I like to say things Canadian speak just so we, you know, remember what it's like. But we had that horribly huge fire at the PPE warehouse. And ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned it yesterday, the smoke from that blaze was incredible. In recent years, I cannot remember a fire like that. There was, as I mentioned yesterday, an oil tank by the Grand Island Bridges that caught fire sometime in the 1970s, and that sent out an enormous plume of very dark smoke. But as far as recent history, that was amazing. You could possibly live the rest of your life. If you're 30 years old right now, you could possibly live the rest of your life and hopefully never see a fire like that again. It was just stunning to leave work and see this giant plume of smoke, which was absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, see, that will be embedded into our consciousness as a community of people. And the whole point of yesterday's 4 to 6 block, and I'm so in debt to you guys, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your nether regions, okay? I've got like the best talk radio audience ever, because the topic itself, all right, was a little bit hard to explain, a little bit hard to understand, but despite my feeble attempts to do so, you guys got it. So we used the fire, in which nobody was killed or hurt, we used the fire as an entree into what it is like to live in a community like Western New York, as opposed to a place where you have a more transient population. And, you know, look, I mean, I love Florida as much as everybody. But at the same time, Florida has a lot of transients. And the point yesterday was we live in a community that is relatively stable. And most of us tend to be long-term, long-time Western New Yorkers. In some case, many generations of our family have lived here. I mean, I've got one branch of the family that has been here from the 1820s. Seriously, dude owned a lot of land in what is now the village of Williamsville. Why he sold it, I'll never know. But had he not sold it, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be in a yacht off the Bahamas, probably. But anyway, we asked you yesterday to call in with that one news story, or in some cases more than one news story, that for whatever reason, it just never left your mind. And people would literally call in yesterday and give us 2, 3, 4 words, and it triggered a flood of memories. Some were tragic stories. Some were not tragic stories. The one story that I was surprised did not come up, and there are a whole bunch that didn't come up, obviously, in 2 hours, you've only got so many calls you can get to, but the barge that got stuck on the Peace Bridge back in the 1990s, when John Derbyshire of the Army Corps of Engineers was a household name, because they were doing some work in the Niagara River. This barge, and if you've ever boated in the Niagara River, you know that current is no joke. It's really strong. But anyway, the barge got loose, and it wrapped itself into one of the concrete bases, I guess you'd call it that, of the Peace Bridge. And for a couple of weeks, I think it was, everybody was trying to figure out how they were going to work against the current to get the barge off the Peace Bridge. And it's one of those stories where if you weren't alive for it, don't worry about it. Not a huge deal at this point. But back in the day, it was all everybody was talking about. I literally did complete shows on how will they get the barge away from the Peace Bridge. But eventually, the Army Corps of Engineers did figure it out. But I hope that I've been thinking about this since yesterday, since I got off the air. I hope that you guys, and I think you did, enjoyed yesterday's show as much as I did, because what it did is underscore, I think very dramatically, the difference between a community where people hang around and have multiple generations hanging around and places that aren't like that. And it's easy to take that for granted sometimes. And I'm never going to lie to you. I do not like the politics, the left-wing politics of this area. And I'm not a big fan of the long winters, okay? But Western New York itself and the people who make it up, you know, it's a special place to live. And don't forget that. You probably know, as I know, people who thought that Florida was paradise, and they moved down there, and then 5 years later, they're back here in Western New York. I know several people, among whom is a Buffalo firefighter who was a person of high rank, as well as a suburban police officer. They moved, but then they came back. And one of the reasons they came back was that sense of community. And I know it sounds hokey, but what yesterday was using real examples of the past that other communities would have forgotten about. And like I said, I could have done yesterday's topic in Tampa. I could have done it in Sarasota. I could have done it in Dallas and looked at the phones, and they would have been totally devoid of calls because of the more transient nature of those places. So yesterday was just a terrific reminder of the community that is Western New York. I mean, look, again, I'm not trying to be hokey about it, but there is a special vibe. I want to thank all of the nice people who came up to me last night at Banchetti's for a show by the Yacht Fathers. And I make no secret, are you a fan of Yacht Rock? When somebody starts playing Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty or Rosanna by Toto, do you say, I kind of like this music? So there's a local band that does that, and they're called the Yacht Fathers. And all my friends, well, not all my friends, but I know everybody in the band. They're a great bunch of people, really are. And they were faced with so many obstacles that were brought on by all of the rain that we have had lately. And I got to tell you, I'm going to tip my captain's hat to the guys of the Yacht Fathers for plunging ahead into last night's performance. In the words of Phil Collins, against all odds, they pulled it off. They were dealing with like wet equipment and power lines that were just a little bit waterlogged and everything. And I know that other people, maybe some of you listening, went to Gateway to see my boys in Flipside playing. And I guess they had a huge crowd for Flipside, and everybody had a tremendous time. And, of course, tonight, music on Main Street in Williamsville. Lots of people playing out, including but not limited to Mr. Jukebox. So thank you to the people who said hi last night. To the guy who yelled my name, Bowerly, and then hid his head, I have no idea what you were trying to do. It was a little bit awkward, but I did take my hat off to you. And then I asked my friends, do you guys know this guy? Like, what was that all about? And they're like, yeah, he's probably just drunk. I'm like, all right, good answer. So it was a lot of fun. And there are some people I met that I didn't meet. You know who you are. I didn't meet you, and I didn't meet your wife. I never saw you. We never saw each other. Anyway, that guy had some funny stories to tell me, but doesn't need the BS that would go along with my telling the funny stories in association with him. But the reason I'm mentioning live music is, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't go out, you may not be aware of this, but there is a whole enormous subculture of Western New York that loves going out to listen to live music. And especially in the post-pandemic, or is it, era, especially in this era, places are packing them in. Like, there is this pent-up demand by you to be entertained. Over the weekend, I mentioned Turtle Joe's by the lake. They were not expecting the crowd that they had. Their parking lot was absolutely jammed. The place was rocking. Last night, I mentioned Banchetti's. And yeah, I know the owner of Banchetti's, Mike Rizzo. I've known him for years. He owns a few joints around town. He had a huge turnout of people. Gateway had a huge turnout of people for Flipside. And also, I think it was last week, Chicago Authority played at Gateway to a huge crowd. But where is this all going, Tom? Does this have a point? Yes, actually. It's just 8-15 minutes of time. No, where it is going is this. I have mentioned my friend Jim Cadrina. Jim Cadrina and, frankly, your humble host, we do our best to support local music, local musicians, and local venues, especially those that really took a pounding during the pandemic. Jim Cadrina is a gentleman who puts out a list pretty much every day of which bands are playing, where they are playing, and what time the bands start. In short, Jim Cadrina, who's a very dear and close friend, he has become what Gusto used to be. Now, check this out. Jim Cadrina is now part of WBEN. Oh, really? How did that work? Well, I asked Jim. I said, you know, Jim, you do so much work to put together this list of the local bands, where they're playing, when they're playing, so people can make their plans based on your connections with local musicians. Would you be willing to do it for WBEN? it's no extra work for you. Basically, it's just an email to Tim Wenger. And Jim said, well, absolutely. So right now, if you go to WBEN.com, and I'm going to put a direct link on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page to where you will be able to access Jim's link. But you will henceforth be able to find out who is playing and where. You'll have access to what we call Jim's List. We literally call it Jim's List, not like Craigslist. I mean, we're not, you know, trying to hook up, or are we? But Jim put so much time into it, and that list is now a part of WBEN.com, and I will put the direct link up. I'm having a couple of computer issues here, so I was going to put that up prior to my speaking, but was not able to do it. Also, something else I want to mention. So, okay, the takeaway from that is check out, in a little bit, check out my WBEN Bowerly Facebook page, and that will take you to the link for Jim's List, which is a compilation of all the local bands and where they're playing. And we're happy that Jim is doing that. We're also working on some other things that will make the WBEN.com experience even more fulfilling than it already is. And it's already really good. And I said, remember when we did the show on the Buffalo News? I said that as a radio station, Tim Wenger and our former general manager and vice president, Greg Reed, terrific guy, really. Many years ago, we had conversations about this thing called the internet and how we could either use the internet to our advantage or be bulldozed by it. And basically, what we're trying to do and what we've pulled this off very, very well, I think. We are more than a radio station. We're also kind of like a newspaper. And sometimes we're kind of like a TV station with video. And frankly, folks, that is the new media model. But thanks to Tim Wenger and our former GM Vice President, Greg Reed, we are, you know, fortunately, we found ourselves ahead of the curve in many respects. And there's always room for improvement. I get it. But we're going to be adding even more local and diverse content to WBEN.com. And this full list of all of the music venues and, Jim's List is available. Today is its debut. And I frankly couldn't be happier to have Jim Kedrina as part of this radio station. I'm not that hard to find when I go out. And you'll often see us hanging out together, Jim Kedrina and me. And if you just say to Jim Kedrina, Tom says wings for the table, Jim will laugh because that's our little inside joke. Because Jim really likes his chicken wings. And I finally fessed up to something with Jim and his fiance, Carrie. Carrie was on to me before I even mentioned this. I said, Carrie, you do know that sometimes I like to order wings because I want a couple of wings, but I want to look at Jim's eyes following the wing to the blue cheese to my mouth because it's like a puppy. And then I will always wait until the last four or five wings and say, oh, Jim, would you like a wing? Carrie knew what I was doing months ago. Jim just found out. He thought it was absolutely hilarious. But I did notice my blue cheese tasting a little funny. I'm a little confused about that. But anyway, we are continuing to try to be as much as we can to as many people as we can here at WBEN. And I personally want to thank Tim Wenger for jumping right on the idea. The last thing he needs is more work. I gave him more work. But he saw the wisdom in it. He sees when he's out. He sees how people are into live music, so that's pretty cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I knew it. See, Pasquale, I don't even have to say, hey, I just mentioned a song. Do you think you could play that coming back? He's on it, man. Pasquale Maggiore. Like I said, he makes me sound good. That might be a little generous to myself. He makes me sound adequate. There we go. I promise that. By the way, if you go to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, I put up a direct link to Jim Kedrina's live local music list. And it is constantly being updated. And, you know, you have to understand, as part of the local music community, Jim is a staple. And his work has helped so many musicians and so many venues. And it is the gold standard of where to see local bands in Western New York, and it's now part of WBEN.com. The direct link, which you, of course, will want to bookmark on your own device, may be found by going to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. Now, serious news before we dive into some other stuff on WBEN, a lockdown was in place at a Buffalo school, specifically the Charles R. Drew Science Magnet School in Buffalo. And our WBEN reporter, Brendan Keeney, is on that story. And Brendan, give us the very latest.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom. As you mentioned, I'm at the Dr. Charles Drew Science Magnet School, which is at the Buffalo Museum of Science. Earlier today, the school entered a lockdown, but since, and I want to clarify, students have been released, no injuries. So now that we have that out of the way, we just spoke with Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, who explained that the situation started when a student called their parents saying they saw a weapon. The parents then notified the school, who then notified the authorities. The school went into lockdown with all students being moved to the gym or cafeteria as police conducted the search throughout all the rooms. Police did recover a weapon that looks like an exact replica of a Glock handgun, but it turned out to be a BB gun. And according to Rinaldo, 9 students are being questioned about the weapon, and that's about the extent of the information that we know right now. But just to clarify, students have been released. There have been no injuries reported, and this was a BB gun that looked exactly like a Glock handgun. And Rinaldo even mentioned that even the most trained law enforcement expert would not be able to tell that this was a BB gun at a glance because it was that close of a replica.
Absolutely. Did Captain Rinaldo have any words of thanks for the student whose eagle eye spotted this thing and notified parents?
Absolutely. He said the kudos really to the student who said had the courage to come forward, notify their parents. It's got to be a scary thing to do. And then also to the parents as well as the school for taking the proper steps to get this to the authorities. And he really, the entire process, he praised everyone who was involved, from the student to the parents to the school, and then to obviously the police officers who were able to locate the weapon.
Was anything said about the possible repercussions of the guilty party, whomever that turns out to be?
So at this point, we do not know who owns the handgun, or the BB gun, I should say. But he did say there are charges. He didn't get into the legalese or the extent of those charges, but he said there are charges that could be levied in this situation.
Brendan Keeney is on the scene at the Drew Science Magnet School, the Charles R. Drew Science Magnet School in Buffalo, which had been under lockdown. It is no longer under lockdown. And if you're just joining us, a student today spotted something that looked an awful lot like a gun. And that object was recovered, and it turned out to be a gun, but a BB gun as opposed to a firearm. And the BB gun was shockingly similar to a Glock handgun. So the student who spotted it texted or contacted parents. The parents got in touch with the BPD, and the Buffalo police responded. Brendan, for those who might have had the radio off or were tied up during their lunch hour, whatever, what time did the first call come out, and what was the response like to the magnet school?
So this was in the noon hour that media started getting reports of this. And so it wasn't too long before that everything kind of started to unfold. And ever since I got here about 40 minutes ago, and it was still a pretty chaotic scene when I got here. I got here because Buffalo police had said that they were going to hold an update about the incident, and then about 20 minutes before that is when students were starting to be released. It was a very chaotic scene from my understanding. I was actually elsewhere and got there for the update, but from some of the videos and pictures that I've seen on social media, it was a very chaotic scene. Parents were very worried about what was going on, to the point where they were kind of running up to the building to get their kids out of school because they really had no idea what was going on. So it was definitely a very tense, chaotic scene in the half an hour or so prior to the update from Captain Ronaldo. And there are still parents and students kind of lingering around the school looking for answers, not really sure what's going on.
Sure. Brendan Keeney's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Obviously, any parent would be concerned under those circumstances. Brendan, do we know if students were locked into classrooms? What do we know about the immediate reaction inside the school and how the school administrators handled getting the word out that that people needed to be extra cautious?
From my understanding, they were locked into classrooms and then they were funneled into the cafeteria or the gymnasium. That's what I picked up from Captain Ronaldo, and that was done to ensure that they would be each individual would be checked on their person, and then also that they could clear the room so that law enforcement can check each room individually.
Are there any words that Captain Ronaldo offered for parents who might have been out of the loop? I mean, it's almost 2:45 right now. Are parents being advised to do anything at this point?
Not at this point. He basically said that he understands why everyone would be so concerned, but he also emphasized that parents need to kind of stay as calm as they can in this situation and let law enforcement protocol kind of take over, because those protocols are the safest ways of dealing with situations like this. And it's not just a Buffalo police protocol. These are protocols that are generated from federal officials. And so he emphasized that if these kinds of situations do occur in the future, parents need to trust law enforcement and protocol to ensure safety and that it doesn't turn into a chaotic scene.
Given the initial reports, Brendan, did any other department respond, any of the suburban departments or possibly the feds, FBI, ATF, anybody like that?
As of right now, there are a lot of Buffalo police crews here, but that is all I am seeing.
And is it an active crime scene? Are things taped off?
No. Everything is pretty much under control. I don't think anyone's allowed to be in, like, allowed to go into the school at this point. But I wouldn't call it an active crime scene. As I mentioned before, as of 20 minutes or so ago, when Captain Ronaldo was giving us the update, there were 9 individuals being questioned about the weapon. To this point, we don't know if they have figured out whose weapon it is. That was 20 minutes ago. Obviously, it's a fluid situation. But that's about the extent that we know right now.
Brendan, did Captain Rinaldo indicate at all why those particular nine students were people of interest, shall we say?
He did not. I would, but I mean, he did say that those were kids in the classroom at the time. It was their classroom that they were in when they left.
All right,
and Brendan, that he also said that the person would have known that he was going to get checked, and that they found the weapon kind of tucked behind a filing cabinet, and so it was an attempt to kind of hide the weapon, knowing that they were going to be searched and the room was going to be searched. And he did give that indication as well.
Brendan, maybe a stupid question, but are there metal detectors on the way into that school?
No, that's not a stupid question. Captain Rinaldo said that he does not believe metal detectors are part of protocol to enter.
All right. Does not believe, but did not know with 100% certainty.
He did not know with 100% certainty, but it was a strong indication that that is not part of the protocol.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's probably going to change.
I don't know about that, but he did say that he was kind of blown away with how much similarity there was between this replica of a Glock handgun, which just turned out to be a BB gun, and an actual real weapon. He said he would not have been able to tell the difference. I was able to take a picture off of Captain Rinaldo's phone, and I will post that on social media, and you can see with your own eyes just how much like a real weapon this BB gun looked.
And I presume you'll also be posting it at WBEN.com.
Yes, of course.
And as far as social media, how can people check out that picture?
Twitter, News Radio 930 on Twitter. That's our handle.
News Radio 930 at News Radio 930.
At News Radio 930.
Yep. All right. Brendan, anything I did not specifically ask you that you believe it's important to relate to people?
No, I think we covered all the basics.
All right. Brendan, what's next on your agenda today?
I'm going to see you in just a little bit. I have traffic duty this afternoon.
Oh, Brendan, I just have two words for you. Beef.
What's that?
Jerky. It's in my wallet. It's in my work bag. I'll see you soon, Brendan. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Brendan Keeney with a report from the Charles R. Drew Science Magnet School in Buffalo. And I would just like to add my kudos to that of Captain Rinaldo, to the student who, number one, noticed, hey, there's something that looks an awful lot like a handgun. Let me text my parents and let them know. And also to the parents who reached out to the cops, because you know what? This story involves simply a BB gun, all right? Tragically, there have been people who have lost their lives because of the similarity between some BB guns and some actual firearms. And if you can imagine a late-night traffic stop, being a police officer, and if somebody, you know, points something like that at you, you have no way of knowing whether it's the real thing or whether it is a BB gun, and you need to get home alive. So bottom line is, in this case, it was a BB gun, looked like a Glock, but all is well that ends well. And kudos to the student, and we'll probably never know the name of the student for obvious reasons. But I'm thinking the easiest thing for you to do is to just hit up their Facebook page, Craig Co., and check out all the videos and stuff. C-R-A-G-C-O. C-R-A-G-C-O. Craig Co. Dumpsters. And if you do me the kindness of telling them the idiot on the radio sent you, they'll know who you mean. It is 2:52 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So anyway, if you're just joining us, you know, I really can't hide my excitement about this. Local music is so big. It has been big for a while. It is even bigger now with the pent-up demand. Now, I went to Banchetti's to see the Yacht Fathers last night. Many of you went to the Gateway to see Flipside last night. And I know that you were very disappointed that I wasn't there playing with Flipside. Somehow John LaJoy was able to do it without me, along with Mark Christie and Paul Sakevich and Dan Schmidt. They were able to get by without me. I'm sure it was a struggle for them, but I understand they put on an incredible show to an absolutely packed place. But if you sometimes hear me talking about live music and you say to yourself, gee, I never know who's playing. I never know where to go or when to go there or who's out there. We now have on WBEN Jim Kadrina's List, affectionately known as Jim's List. You can access it directly from WBEN.com. It's a little circuitous right now. We're working on a way to make it more accessible. But for right now, just go to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, click on the link, bookmark the link, and you'll be up to speed with everything you need to know about local music. And the list is updated constantly, just so you know. Now, Tim Wenger has tweeted out, now, we talked yesterday about the small community that we have here in Western New York. And many of you might not be aware of this, but there was a time when Buffalo was a major Great Lakes port, a major Great Lakes shipping port for a couple of reasons. Number one, we had a huge booming steel industry. And to make steel, you need the raw materials. So in the old days, freighters used to come down from places like Duluth, Twin Harbors, and they would bring iron ore that would be made eventually into cars and anything else that had steel in them. And then down the line, it switched over to taconite pellets as opposed to the rock iron ore. And we had those shipments coming in all the time. That's why we have the Skyway. One of the reasons we have the Skyway. The other, of course, being we were a big milling center. We still smell like Cheerios. My city smells like Cheerios. You might have that T-shirt. That's actually more why the Skyway was built, because that's where the silos are. And the other thing is, in addition to being a steel and milling city, we also were what we used to call an intermodal transportation hub. Now, all that really means, intermodal means you're taking something from one means of conveyance and putting it on to something else. For example, freighters used to offload in Buffalo, and cargo was then shoveled onto, for example, railroad cars and then sent to New York City. In fact, Jimmy Griffin, mayor of Buffalo, spent some time with a number two grain shovel in his hand working on the docks of Buffalo. Maybe your father or grandfather did. Many of us have connections to the shipping industry. They certainly exist in my family. But anyway, we have a, I don't know if you know this, we have a steamship company here in Western New York that really needs to invite me for another cruise on one of their freighters. But it's American Steamship and the American Mariner in port. And our Tim Wenger, who spends a lot of time down by our waterfront, has taken some pictures of the American Mariner. And wait until you see the flags on the American Mariner. Now, I just want to just see if Mr. Wenger has sent me the text he promised so I can send you to the correct social media page. And no, I'm not seeing it. So I got to know which of the Tim Wenger accounts you can see the pictures of the American Mariner and flags, which are going to make you laugh. We should check out. Pasquale, if you could get on that, I need to know. Or Tim, if you're listening, just send me a text so I can give you proper, so I can give our folks here proper direction and where to see your, I call it freighter porn. I love freighters. I don't know why. It's a family, it literally is a family thing. I could go into details on that, but the Great Lakes freighters and elements of my family go back a long ways. And I've always got a great respect for people who work those boats. Actually, one of our listeners' sons works for American Steamship on one of the freighters they've got. Now, it's not the McCarthy. It might actually be the Mariner, but I'm not sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.